This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. An attorney representing U.S. President Donald Trump says it would set a dangerous precedent if the IRS handed over the Trump tax returns being sought by a Democratic Party-led House committee. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
In a letter to the Treasury Department, attorney William Consovoy says U.S. tax code zealously guards the privacy of a taxpayer. And if there is a request for tax returns, it needs to have a legitimate legislative reason. The attorney says it appears the only reason the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Democrat Richard Neal, requested 6 years worth of Trump's business and personal tax returns is to politically damage the president. Consovoy, hired to handle this legislative request, says the IRS needs to consult with the Justice Department before releasing any of the president's tax information. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has announced sanctions on 34 vessels of Venezuela's state oil company and two companies that ship crude oil to Cuba. It is part of Washington's campaign to see the downfall of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, making way for opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has the support of the United States and dozens of other countries as Venezuela's rightful leader. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the oil payments from Cuba are providing a lifeline to keep what he called the illegitimate Maduro regime afloat. Saudi Arabia is holding at least 8 writers and activists, including 2 who hold dual U.S.-Saudi citizenship. It is the kingdom's latest crackdown on supporters of women's rights. The U.S. State Department has confirmed the arrest of the 2 Americans and says it is working to provide consular assistance, including immediate access. The Americans being detained are Badir al-Ibrahim, a writer and physician, and Salah al-Hadar, the son of a political activist who is already on trial. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There is some optimistic talk on Brexit today from Britain's ruling Conservative Party. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, says the government's discussions with the opposition Labour Party over a Brexit departure plan are being conducted with no red lines. This as Prime Minister Theresa May waits for the European Union to grant her another extension in the timetable for London's EU exit. Hammond was speaking in Romania.
We should be open to listen to suggestions that others have made, and some people in the Labour Party are making other suggestions to us. Of course, we have to be prepared to discuss them. Our approach to these discussions with Labour is that we have no red lines. We'll go into these talks with an open mind and discuss everything with them in a constructive fashion. Most of the colleagues that I am talking to accept that we will need longer to complete this process, so I'm optimistic about the Council on Wednesday. I understand that EU colleagues are somewhat fed up that the process has taken as long as it has. We're also fed up that we haven't been able to complete this earlier, but I'm very confident that we'll get it done.
The United Nations reports armed men killed dozens of civilians and forced thousands of others to flee during increasingly violent and frequent attacks last month in the Difid region in southeastern Niger. The region has been victimized by the Boko Haram insurgency in northeastern Nigeria. Jens Lierke is a spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office.
It's not only armed men fighting armed men. It is also armed men fighting civilians, families, women and children. So that is, of course, very disturbing. Some of those who have been targeted in these attacks in March were already displaced people, and some were already refugees.
President Trump says the United States cannot take in any more migrants, that the country is full. He made the comments while visiting a border patrol station near the U.S.-Mexico border in Calexico, California. It is a major crossing point between the two countries. The U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan has held talks with top officials in neighboring Pakistan and briefed them on his recent meetings with Afghan and Taliban leaders. Zalmay Khalilzad arrived in Islamabad after spending 5 days in Kabul. His team has had nearly a half dozen meetings with Taliban representatives since late last year, discussing a possible U.S. troop drawdown in Afghanistan in return for assurances that areas under the insurgent group's control would not be allowed to become a haven for international terrorist groups. For more news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.